Are you ready? It's time for church. You know your office is a mess.
No, this is a sign of a great mind. It's called creative interior design. And I'm not quite ready. I have to get ready by putting on my mask, by the way. Okay, now I'm ready.
You know there's no one in the sanctuary, Jim. I don't think you need the mask.
You can't be too careful.
But they can't see your face, honey. Just take it off or they won't know it's you.
I've already thought of that. I'm a stable genius, you know. The doctors and nurses, they wear masks and no one can see their faces.
And your point?
They put a photo on their chest with a picture of their face, and then those that they're serving have a sense of what they look like. So that's what I'm doing for worship today.
You know that's not you.
Well, there is a kind of a resemblance, though, don't you think?
Okay, you both have ears, but that's about it. Please take off the mask, take off George Clooney, and let's go. The people came for church, not Saturday Night Live.
You were right. Live from Freeland, it's Sunday morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is the second Sunday of Easter, known across the church as Holy Humor Sunday, a celebration of the joke God played on Satan by raising Jesus from the dead. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen. He is risen indeed. Come with me into worship.
This is the day.
This is the day
that the Lord has made.
That the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice.
Let us rejoice.
And be glad in it.
And be glad in it.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
This is the day.
This is the day.
Good morning and welcome to worship. It is good that we are here as our celebration of Easter continues. Gathered now in God's house and in your homes across the country, we worship in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. I would invite you now to join me in our responsive reading. When the tomb looms large before our eyes, we are children of the resurrection. We are the painters of the rainbows. We are breakers of loaves and fishes. We are the raisers of the dead. God is our refuge and our strength. Everybody, welcome. Everyone equal, thanks be to God. I would invite you now to join Carl in singing a hymn that is foundational to our understanding of our identity and our calling as Christian people. Mine is the church where everybody's welcome.
Gladiolas, come all you purple lilac shining bright, come let us all bloom together in that garden, a carnival of fragrance and delight. Mine is the church where everybody's welcome. I know it's true 'cause I trying to divide us. They document their lies to make them true. Today we're freed from our judging and excluding. Just look around, enjoy the lovely view. Mine is the church where everybody's welcome. I know it's true, 'cause I got through the door. We are a dazzling bouquet of every kind of flower. Jump in the vase, 'cause we've got space. Jump in the vase, 'cause we've got space. Yes, jump in the vase, 'cause we've got space for more.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Gracious God, come to us as the celebration and proclamation of Easter continues. Send your Holy Spirit to break down locked doors and to soften hardened hearts, that we may be uplifted by this worship and inspired to live every day for you. We pray in the name of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Halfway between the church and Langley, out on Hawthorne Lane, Cam Castle is waiting to share a reading from Scripture with us. Cam, we'll turn it over to you.
Hello, everyone. How's your hair? The reading is from the 10th chapter of Acts. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread through Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him in a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us that were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead, the word of the Lord.
Thanks, Cam, and our love to Laura and Carter and Wilson. God shows no partiality. Beautiful words. Carl Olson is going to sing for us now.
See, open our eyes that we might follow and believe. We had hoped he was the one to redeem the people Israel. We had hoped and we had prayed, but on that day we were dismayed. Open our eyes that we might follow. Open our eyes that we might see. Open our eyes that we might follow and believe. Then the women were telling us about all that they had seen. The tomb was empty. An angel said he's alive. Open our eyes that we might follow. Open our eyes that we might see. Open our of heart, just who are you to say? Your stories, they fill our hearts. Please tell us more, you must stay. In the recognize you, Jesus. Now you're gone from earthly sight, but in our hearts you are the flame. You open our eyes so we can follow. You open our hearts, now we can see. And in our lives you give a reason to believe. And in our lives you give a reason to believe.
Thanks, Carl. We love you. And as always, we are touched by your music. And after the sermon, Carl will be back to sing for us again. Our gospel reading comes to us from the Gospel of John, the 20th chapter. John wrote these words 2,000 years ago. My added commentary for the sake of context and illumination comes to you free of charge. When it was evening on the first day of the week, meaning it is still Easter, a week has passed for us, but for the disciples, it is still Easter Sunday. They had not yet seen Jesus. It was evening, and the doors of the house where the disciples were hiding out were locked for fear. That's right. They fully expected to be hunted down and put on a cross by the Romans, or hunted down by Jesus if it was true that he had risen from the dead. They had a good reason to fear, and that is why the doors were locked. They were terrified. Then Jesus came and stood among them. You know, Jesus, the one they had followed, the one that they had betrayed and denied, the one who was torn from limb to limb and nailed to a cross, the one who was dead. Yes, that Jesus. That Jesus passed through locked doors and found his betrayers and said, "Peace be with you." Then he showed them his hands and his side, messy, gory, torn flesh, nail holes, and spear entry wounds. And then the disciples rejoiced. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you." Wait, didn't he just say that? Why would he say it again? Because some things need to be said more than once. Like, "I love you." Like, "I forgive you." Like, "Wash your hands." Like, "Don't stand too close to me." Because some things need to be said more than once. Peace be with you. I wish you no harm. I am not here to shame you or to hurt you or to accuse you. Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I am sending you. Get out from behind locked doors and change the world. Get out of this tomb and go make a difference. When Jesus had said this, he breathed on them. "Sorry, Dr. Fauci, but this is what happened. And I have to tell you that you cannot breathe on someone from 6 feet away." No, this was close. This was intimate. Jesus pulled them in close and he breathed on them, saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Let's pause there briefly. Let's go back in time for a moment to the very beginning, to the creation story from the second chapter of Genesis, where we read, "Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground." That's right, men were formed from dirt. Rather humbling to us men, but not a big surprise to wives and mothers. The Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground. And do you know what God had at that moment? Well, God had a dust ball, an earthen doll, lifeless, emotionless clay, like a Barbie or Ken, no life. Then the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into the man's nostrils. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. We are clay. We are dust. We are flesh and blood. That's all that we are until the breath of God brings us to life. The disciples had been as good as dead, their lives shattered. Judas had given himself over to despair. They were lost and alone. They were locked behind closed doors. They were in a tomb of their own making. But it is Easter, and Jesus, who had just been in a tomb of his own, enters their tomb now, and he was not invited. They did not ask him in or unlock the door. No, he broke in like a burglar in the darkness of night, and he speaks four words to them. Four words that would change their lives and change the course of human history. Peace be with you. Do you need to hear those words from God? Well, hear them this morning. God wishes you peace. God desires only good for you. God is merciful and slow to anger. You have nothing to fear from God. Now, I'm not sure what image you have for God. I'm not sure what spiritual abuse you have experienced from churches or pastors or loved ones. Perhaps you were taught that God was always watching you and waiting for you to stumble, waiting to judge you, to condemn you, to knock you down, to cast you away for your sins. For Christ's sake, look to Jesus. He never met a sinner that he did not like. He was and is the fullest revelation of the very essence of God. What is God like? Look to Jesus and learn from Jesus. Hear Jesus as he says to you, "Peace be with you." Jesus would not let shame or guilt or despair or fear keep him from loving his disciples. Jesus would not let locked doors or broken hearts stop him. He came like a burglar in the night, and he spoke words of peace. He drew them in close and gave them mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. He breathed new life into their walking corpses. And then, we're not done. No, the next part is truly remarkable. He gave his disciples tremendous power. And his disciples then and our disciples today, we have the same power. This is what Jesus said. Jesus said, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. And if you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Wow. Think about that for a moment. Jesus gave his disciples, meaning he gave us, the power to pronounce the forgiveness of sins. No more sacrifice at the temple in Jerusalem. No more Hail Marys. No more Our Fathers are needed. No more indulgences. If you forgive the sins of others, they are forgiven them. Done deal. But there was another side of that coin. Jesus continued by saying, if you retain the sins of others, they are retained. This is free will in action, my friends. We are all given a choice. Forgive or retain. It is up to you. 3 days earlier, Jesus had shared a meal with his betrayers. My body broken for you. My blood shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins. And now on Easter again, Jesus speaks words of forgiveness. Peace be with you. I wish you no harm. I am not keeping a record of your failings. You have nothing to fear from me. Now, take this grace given freely to you. Take this grace and share it with the world. However, it's up to you. You have free will. You can forgive the sins of others, or you can retain those sins. What does retain mean? Retain means to keep possession of or to keep in one's memory. This is free will in action. Jesus says, you, my friends, can forgive. You can come to the party. You can get out of the tomb. You can bathe in the grace that I have offered you and then joyfully spread that grace around. You can treat others as I have treated you. You can quit pointing fingers and you can start washing feet. You can share and experience Easter right now, or you can keep possession of every wrong ever done to you. You can keep in your memory each betrayal, each slight, each unkind word or deed. You can choose to live into the light of Easter, or you can stay in the darkness of Good Friday. Good Friday, when everyone was keeping score, when the disciples blamed Judas and blamed Peter and blamed John and blamed themselves into shame and despair. You, my friends, have the power. You have the power to proclaim forgiveness, or you can hold on. Keep possession of, keep in your memory bank the poison of broken promises and betrayal. And the choice is yours. Now, lest I am misunderstood, let me be very clear. Your retention, your possession, your memory will not keep God from forgiving that scoundrel that you carry with you like an open wound. No, God will forgive them. God will breathe new life into them. God will invite your enemy to the party. Let's face it. If God were in the business of retaining sins and keeping score, none of us would be here. We would be hiding out or hanging out, perhaps in the fires of Hades as a devil poked us with a pitchfork. You can retain the sins of those who have offended you, but you must know that God will forgive them, leaving you alone in your chosen bitterness. Peace be with you. Shalom. So let me ask you now, do you have a busy week this week? Because I'm going to ask you to take part in a little exercise with me. Now, this exercise is not going to cause your heart rate to go up, but it may lower your blood pressure a little bit. So instead of going out to dinner this week, instead of going out and playing golf, or rather than going to a movie or the Pike Place Market for a delightful afternoon in the sun. Oh, that's right. You can't do any of those things anyway. By the command of our government, we are stuck behind locked doors for fear of a virus. So I guess you will have time for my little exercise. So one morning or one afternoon this week, I want you to read this passage from John chapter 20. And then I want you to make a list of everyone who has hurt you, slighted you, or betrayed you. I want you to write their names on separate pieces of paper and then decide one by one if it's worth your time and your energy to carry them around with you for the rest of your life. Do you want to forgive them and throw that piece of paper away? Or do you want to retain their sins so that you can dwell on them as you wait for an apology that is never going to come? Let go. Let go and live. Now, I'd like to end with a very personal word that God asked me to speak to you this morning. God meets you this Easter. Perhaps fear is ruling your life. Perhaps shame and guilt are haunting you. Well, listen up. Jesus is about to speak to you. Shalom. Peace. Peace be with you. You see, Jesus knows you. Jesus knows every skeleton that's in your closet. Jesus knows every pain and regret in your heart. And Jesus says, Shalom. You have nothing to fear from me. You do not need to hide out like our parents did in the Garden of Eden. You need not hang yourself from a tree as Judas did. You need not live behind locked doors. No, peace be with you. Hear this. God has made peace with you. Now, see if you can believe that. And then make peace with yourself. And see if you can accept that grace. And then offer that same grace to others. That, my friends, is the gospel of the Lord. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Placed on his head, he knew that he would soon be dead. He said, Did you forget me, Father, did you? They nailed him to a wooden cross. Soon all the world would feel the loss of Christ the King before his hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. He hung his head and prepared to die, then lifted his face up to the sky, said, I am coming home now to you. Which held his final sip was gently lifted to his lips. He drank his last and gave his soul to glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
We know he died to save us from ourselves. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Spice on saw that they were not alone, but Jesus Christ had risen. Hallelujah!
Lift up our hearts in prayer now to God. Our sung prayer response this morning is, "Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. Listen to my song," singing praises all along. The first and final petition will be spoken. Carl will sing the other petitions for us, and we will respond together with our sung petition.
Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer, listen to my song, singing praises all along.
Let us pray. We lift our prayers to God in the midst of doubt and fear, boredom and depression. Give us patience, Lord, that we may face the days and weeks ahead, confident in the resurrection, joyful anticipation of a day when we worship together again. Hear us, Lord.
Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. Listen to my song, singing praises all along. I call friend, you have called me friend, so I call on you once again. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer, listen to my song, singing praises all along. I feel so far apart with a weary, weary heart. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer, listen to my song, singing praises all along. Hold me in your arms, shelter me from harm, shelter me from harm. Hold me in your arms. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer, listen to my song, singing praises all along.
Give courage and strength to your people, Lord. We pray for all those who are afflicted with the coronavirus and their families. We pray for all who serve in the medical field and their families. We pray for essential workers and all who labor on through this crisis. All these things and whatever else is upon our hearts, we lift to you, gracious God, trusting in your mercy, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Listen to my prayer, listen to my song, singing praises all along.
We offer our gifts, our days, and our entire lives to God now as we sing together the Lord's Prayer. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Please share a sign of peace and Easter greeting with one another.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Greetings, and may peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
And also with you.
Love looks like an empty church, so stay home for now. And know that you are one day closer to being together again. Now, receive the benediction. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May God's face shine on you and be gracious to you. May God look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now, our closing hymn.
And let it begin with me. Let there be peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be with God our Creator. We are family. Let us walk with each other in perfect harmony. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my solemn vow, to take each moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth, and let it
now go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin.